Academies, College of Hollywood Knowledge, Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Anthony's in Claremont. Good morning, Anthony.
What up, though?
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, good luck.
All right, Anthony, 5 pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, pal, all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Anthony?
All right, sounds good.
Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins the election, we have to find a way to move forward together and remember we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Star-Lord in what Marvel Cinematic Universe series?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
A lot of people needed a feel-good movie yesterday. According to Ranker.com, is America's favorite feel-good movie Finding Nemo, The Goonies, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Man, gotta go with The Goonies.
Sources say Emma Stone shaved her head for her upcoming movie. True or false, Emma's first movie was Superbad?
I'm gonna go yes.
Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century so far. What network aired Mad Men?
I've never watched Mad Men. HBO?
And finally, Josh Gad says everyone who's read the script for the Spaceballs sequel has been, quote, blown away. Josh played Olaf in Frozen and also played this bumbling sidekick of Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. What is his character's name?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Anthony, what you got going on today, pal?
New job. I just retired out of the Navy. This is my second career, I guess.
Wow. What? First of all, thank you for your service. Congratulations.
Right.
How's that going for you?
So far, so good. I went from military to military contractor. I just don't have to deal with junior sailors anymore.
All right. Well, enjoy that, Anthony, and congratulations on your next career. Anthony did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Timmy, Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins the election, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember that we're, quote, fellow countrymen. Chris played Star-Lord in what Marvel Cinematic Universe series?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is right. Anthony knew that 1-1. A lot of people needed a good feel-good movie yesterday, and according to Ranker.com, is America's favorite feel-good movie Finding Nemo, The Goonies, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Let's go with Nemo.
America's favorite feel-good movie.
Yeah.
According to Ranker.com, is Finding Nemo. Oh. That's right. Anthony went with The Goonies. You see, I would have gone with Ferris. You're right, Tammy. We all have a different vibe for that. It depends on, I guess, the age bracket of who was polled. It is 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, sources say Emma Stone shaved her head for her upcoming movie. True or false? Emma's first movie was Superbad.
False.
No, that's true. And Anthony nailed it. So now it is 2-2. Timmy, Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century so far. Do you ever watch Mad Men?
I have watched a few episodes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Best show ever?
I didn't watch this century? I didn't watch it enough.
Breaking Bad wasn't even in the top 10.
Wow.
I'm shocked by that. Oddly enough, Better Call Saul was. What network aired Mad Men?
AMC?
AMC is right. Ironically, the same network that airs Breaking Bad. It's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Josh Gad says everyone who's read the script for the Spaceballs sequel has been, quote, blown away. Josh played Olaf in Frozen and also played this bumbling sidekick of Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. What is his character's name?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't...
Translated in English, it literally means the fool. Le fou.
Okay.
Is who Josh Gad played. Today, Anthony, Tammy beat you by a score of just 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but we have a great prize for you.
We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Kelsea Ballerini. She's going to be at Pechanga Arena in March.
Oh, awesome.
Enjoy that, Anthony. Enjoy your new career, kinda, pal. And before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
I'm Anthony in Claremont, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.